Joining us with a legislative update, your 12th District State Senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. I kind of hear in the back of my head, that's all, folks. Kind of the old Warner Brothers wrap up. How are things now that the dust is starting to settle? What are your thoughts?
Wabbit season, duck season. It was a very busy final few days and in the final hours of the 105th day of the 105-day session. And, you know, like a lot of these sessions, there's, you know, things that are really positive and things that, you know, aren't so good. This year, when I tipped the scales, it seems like there were a lot of things that probably weren't so good, but there were some very positive things, too. But, you know, in the final hours, the legislature approved all three budgets, the operating, the capital, and the transportation budgets for 2 years. That's positive. So we ended on time. That's positive. The capital budget and the transportation budget, those were two budgets that were very bipartisan and budgets that I supported. So I was excited about that. When it came to the operating budget, no, I could not support that. It's a record-breaking amount of spending for our state. We're going from a $54 billion budget to a $59.2 billion budget that proposes to spend all of our rainy day reserve account. It proposes to spend all of the additional revenue that's projected in the recent revenue forecast. It incorporates a new additional capital gains income tax into the process too. So all of those things and the way that capital gains income tax was approved and the new legislation that also got approved, it's in some ways very troubling.
Mm. Tell us about the provisions that have been added to the income tax bill that prevents a referendum by the taxpayers.
Yeah, that was definitely troubling. So the way that bill passed the Senate, it did not have what's called an emergency clause inserted into it. We actually successfully partnered with some Democratic senators to remove that clause into the bill. And the reason that's important is because the legislative process does allow certain bills to take effect immediately upon the governor's signature. Most bills that are signed into law, and I passed two bills, by the way, this session on hydrogen vehicles and on utility wildfires. Those bills take effect 90 days, so about 3 months after they're signed. But there is a process if we have an emergency. Like, for example, last legislative session, during the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, the very first days of the COVID-19 pandemic, the state of Washington, the legislature, unanimously approved a $200 million set aside for testing, for PPE, and for the other things, local government, health district support related to the COVID pandemic. We added an emergency clause onto that. So right when it took effect, you know, the local governments and health districts and others would be able to benefit from it. Well, that's, you know, for good reason. Well, when it came to this capital gains income tax, the House of Representatives added an emergency clause back into the bill. So when it came back to the Senate for consideration, it passed the Senate by one vote. And with that emergency clause into it, it will go into effect immediately upon the governor's signature. And so there won't be that opportunity for a referendum, a statewide vote on the capital gains income tax. Now, a referendum is somewhat similar to a citizen initiative, where both require a signature gathering process, but a citizen initiative is something that is originated by the citizens entirely outside of the legislative process and gets on the ballot. The referendum process is a check and balance in the system that allows the citizenry, if they get enough signatures after a bill passes, to, you know, before it becomes law, to challenge that on the ballot with the statewide up or down vote, much like we had the comprehensive sex education bill from a year or so ago that went to a citizen initiative. Well, since this bill has an emergency clause, it goes into effect right away. There's no opportunity to gather signatures before it goes into effect, and it won't. It is basically a way to circumvent the voice of the people with this capital gains income tax. So now the only real hope is to challenge it, the constitutionality in the state Supreme Court, which frankly, I with this Supreme Court that we have in our state, I don't suspect that they will be likely overturning this capital gains income tax.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Other information.
Yeah, the law is kind of a mouthful, wasn't it?
Well, it's just never ceases to amaze me how it works in Olympia. Any other things that we need to get out to the community as this session comes to an end?
Well, like I said, there were, you know, the positives, you know, and I don't want to, you know, as much as I was very frustrated about the operating budget, I was pleased about the capital budget. There's a number of important projects in our district, a water extension to the Chelan Airport that I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be excited about. The 7 Acres Foundation and others are getting funding. I mean, there's just a lot of funding in there. We're very fortunate in our district because Chelan's very own Representative Mike Steele is a high-ranking person when it comes to the capital budget in the House of Representatives. So he's very involved on it, and you should probably have him on just to talk about capital budget. But we've had a lot of successes with the capital budget. We have some successes with transportation budget. A new fast-charging electric vehicle fast-charging station and hydrogen refueling station is funded in the transportation budget, and that will be one of the very first in the entire state of Washington, located in the Wenatchee, East Wenatchee area. So there, you know, there are a lot of positive things in these two budgets. Some of the other bills that passed that I voted against, whether it's the climate cap and trade or the low carbon fuel standard or the police reforms, landlord-tenant reforms, a lot of those bills ended up representing the majority of the position of Western Washington, and I don't believe the majority of the people in Central and Eastern Washington support those, but those bills will be coming law as well. I guess the big thing that did not pass, which we thought might, is a new transportation investment package, which has a 16-year list of new projects to be built and a corresponding list of gas taxes and other revenue raisers. That bill got close, but it didn't pass, although Governor Inslee indicated, catch this, Jeff, that he might call us back into a special session if we can pass that transportation package. But some of us are expecting if that is to occur, it might not occur into, you know, sometime into the fall prior to the next legislative session in January. So there's still some things percolating out there, but I think for a little while anyway, we'll have several weeks or months off.
Well, as a virtual session, certainly historic.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, some of us thought, hey, this is probably not going to, we're going to have to focus on the budgets. We're probably not going to be able to do a lot of other things. But, you know, as people got vaccinated, it was kind of a hybrid. People were in person. I was in Olympia for a week, but I did most of my stuff remotely. And it worked pretty well. I think constituents believe that we were responsive to in terms of our public service to them. And the reality is these positions exist to serve the people who elect you. And I'm honored to serve the people of 12th District. And despite the virtual nature of the session and people being located in different offices for staff, I think we did a good job of serving the people of the 12th District. But if any of the KOZI listeners have questions, I can continue to make community connections in the months ahead if people want to reach out to me. And I'll be sending out an email update here in the next day or two, recapping the final days of the session and explaining all three budgets. So more information is still coming.
Well, we sure appreciate your time each week during this legislative session. And as you mentioned, I think it would be terrific to have you on a more frequent basis outside of the legislative sessions to keep folks apprised of what continues to go on with the state's business.
Yeah, that'd be great. I do listening tours throughout, you know, the district. We'll be looking ahead to next session pretty soon. There's always a lot of post-session wrap-up work and implementation of the budgets. Hopefully, we'll have an easy wildfire season. We did pass a major wildfire bill this year, in addition to my modest bill on electric utility wildfire. But, you know, there are some things that we need to, you know, be aware of and have our antennas up for in the summertime, especially in this district. So there's still a lot of things happening. And whenever I'm in Chelan, I look forward to maybe connecting with you in the KOZI studios. I think that'd be great, Jeff.
We would enjoy that very much. Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
You as well. Be well.